嗨，大家好，我是 Avita 艾维塔。经历了搬家、过年，我们来继续读书。我一定要把这一本《Think Like a Monk》跟大家一起读完。今天要分享的是在77页的一个小标题 ：“Live Your Intentions。”如果还记得的话，作者在前面有讲到 ，intention 就很像好的种子或是坏的种子，所以好的意图就会长出好的结果。坏的意图就可能会长出杂草。那所以这个段落就要讲到我们要如何活出你的意图呢？所以这个标题就叫 Live Your Intention。 Of course, simply having intentions isn't enough. 你光有意图当然是不够的咯。 We have to take action to help those seeds grow. 当你分辨了什么是好的种子，什么是坏的种子，接下来你要做的就是你要知道你做什么事情才可以让这些好的种子长大。I don't believe in wishful manifesting. Manifest 就是你现在应该常常会听到显化这两个字，应该是从一本叫吸引力法则的书来的。什么叫显化呢？有时候你在读英文的时候不要急着就要去查这个 manifesting 是什么意思，因为它后面其实就有解释，所以你可以试着先用英文的解释看看你有没有办法理解什么叫做 manifesting。 The idea that if you simply believe something will happen, it will 就是吸引力法则，就是在说你只要相信它会发生，它就真的会发生。那有那么简单吗？作者认为呢，还是要采取行动，就是 take action。We can't sit around with true intentions expecting that what we want will fall into our laps. 对啊，我们不能一整天就在那里想着说我已经找到了我人生的目标了，然后每天就在那里期待你不用做什么事情它就会成真。 Nor can we expect someone to find us, discover how amazing we are.And hand us our place in the world. 或者我们也没有办法就坐在家里然后想着有一天有人一定会发现我，然后发现我是一个多棒的人。然后 hand us 就是直接，你看手伸出来，别人就直接把你想要的东西给你。那这边讲的这个东西是 place， 就是你在世界上面的位置。你不可能不去付出努力，然后就有一天把你在这世界该占有的位置，然后就交给你。Nobody is going to create our lives for us. Martin Luther King said, 丁路德 Those who love peace must learn to organize as effectively as those who love war. 我个人觉得这一句讲得非常好。每次我在看剧的时候啊，我非常讨厌那一种光是善良但是没有智慧的那种角色。为什么老是要把善良的人演得那么蠢啊？我认为一个想要对社会对世界付出的人，你除了要有那个善心，你必须还要努力去获取知识，你才知道怎么样把这个善心落实在这个世界上。那马丁路德讲的这句话是说，希望这世界和平的人，你所要付出的努力跟这一些希望世界有战争的人要一样的有效，去组织达到世界和平这件事情。所以我们不是应该要比那一些想要战争的人更努力才对吗？ When people come to me seeking guidance, I constantly hear, I wish. 好，那作者就是说，当这一些人啊去找他，希望得到他的建议的时候，他常常听到那一些人对他说：“我希望怎么样？我希望怎么样 ？”My partner would be more attentive. 我希望我的另外一半可以对我多花一点心思。I wish I could have the same job but make more money. 或是呢，我不想换工作，可是我想要赚更多钱。这听起来就是不想努力，但却想要收获更多。I wish my relationship were more serious. We never say I wish I could be more organized or focused and could do the hard work to get that. 可是你在说 你想要什么事情的时候，可能很少人会说哦，我希望我可以更有组织、更专注，或是更努力去得到我想要的。We don't vocalize what it would actually take to get what we want。我们为了要得到我们想要的，真正需要做的事情讲出来 ，vocalize 就是把什么东西讲出来。I wish it's code for I don't want to do anything differently. 作者就还蛮狠的，就说当你说我希望的时候，它其实是一个密码，它隐藏的意思就是我不想要改变，我不想要做其他不一样的事，可是你却想要得到不一样的成果。There is an apocryphal story about Picasso.That perfectly illustrates how we fail to recognize the work and perseverance behind achievement. Apocryphal 是杜撰的，一个关于毕卡索的一个应该算是轶事。但是这个故事呢，可以解释，当我们想要达成某事、达成某个成就的时候，我们都没有辨认出我们真正需要付出的努力或者是毅力。As the tale goes, a woman sees Picasso in a market. She goes up to him and says, Would you mind drawing something for me? Sure, he says, and 30 seconds later, hands her a remarkably beautiful little sketch. That will be $30,000, he says. But Mr. Picasso, the woman says, How can you charge me so much?This drawing only took you 30 seconds. 这个妇人就说了，你怎么可以才花30秒你就要收我3000块呢？好，那这个毕卡索就说了， It took me 30 years. 如果他没有前面花了30年的时间在练习画画，在做画画这件事情，他怎么可能可以练就30秒就画完一幅画？ The effort behind it is invisible. The monk in my ashram who could easily recite all the scriptures, put years into memorizing them. I needed to consider that investment, the life it required, before making it my goal. When asked who we are, we resort to stating what we do. 当被问到我们是谁的这个问题呢，我们通常诉诸于就直接说我们是做什么的。I'm an accountant. I'm a lawyer. I'm a housewife. I'm a house husband. I'm anAthlete, I'm a teacher. Sometimes this is just a useful way to jumpstart a conversation with someone you've just met. But life is more meaningful when we define ourselves by our intentions rather than our achievements. If you truly define yourself by your job, then what happens when you lose your job? If you define yourself as an athlete, then an injury ends your career. You don't know who you are, losing a job. Shouldn't destroy our identities, but often it does. Instead, if we live intentionally, we sustain a sense of purpose and meaning that isn't tied to what we accomplish, but who we are. 如果你把你的自我认同等同于你的工作，那当有一天你不再做那件事情的时候，你是不是就失去了自我认同？所以作者在这边说的是，你的自我认同应该要跟你最原始的意图达到一致，而不是跟你的外在的职业。If your intention is to help people, you have to embody that intention by being kind, open-hearted, and innovative.By recognizing people's strengths, supporting their weakness, listening, helping them grow, reading what they need from you, 这不就是我现在做的事吗？ And noticing when it changes. When you identify your intentions, they reveal your values. 当你认出了你的意图，你人生的意图之后，他们才会真正的显露你的价值。这边说呢， leaving your intention,意思就是什么 ？Having it permeate your behavior， 让你的意图呢渗透到你的行为当中。所以你嘴巴上想说我希望，我希望，你有没有正在做着可以达到你希望的那些行为呢？所以他后面就举了一些例子。If your goal is to improve your relationship, 如果你的目标是希望你跟你的另一半的关系可以改进，你可能会 You might plan dates, give your partner gifts, and get a haircut to look better for them. 啊，你可能会计划约会啊，然后给他们礼物啊，或者是去换个发型，让自己的外表看起来更好。But watch what happens if you make internal changes to live your intention. 但如果你是从内在去改变，然后活出你的意图呢？In order to improve your relationship, you try to become calmer. 你从你的个性开始改变，你变得更沉稳 ，more understanding, 更善解人意 ，and more inquisitive, 变得更有好奇心。我认为这一点非常重要。两个人在一起久了之后，渐渐没有好奇心，每天你看我，我看你，好像就在看一个不会动的石头一样。If the changes you make are internal,You'll feel better about yourself. 如果你是从内在开始改变的话，你自己也会感觉好一点，你自己会对你的自我感觉好一点。And you will be a better person. 然后你也会真正变成一个更好的人。If your relationship doesn't improve, 就算你做的这一些改变呢，没有让你的关系真正变得更好 ，You'll still be the better for it. 你自己就已经成为一个更好的人了。接下来这个段落呢，叫做 Do the work. Once you know the why behind the want, 你知道在你想要的这一些事物的背后的原因是什么了之后，一旦你知道你想要的这一些东西它背后的原因是什么之后，也就是他前面一直在讲的 intention. Consider the work behind the want. 你就要开始去想你要做什么事情才可以达到你想要的。What will take it to get the nice house? 你要做什么事情才可以得到一间比较好的房子呢？ And a fancy car 或是车子。Are you interested in that work? 为了想要得到好房子跟好车子而去做的那一些 work, 而要去做的那些事情，你是真正有感兴趣吗？ Are you willing to do it?或是你愿不愿意这么做呢？ Will the work itself bring you a sense of fulfillment, even if you don't succeed quickly? 当你在做着这些事情的时候，你有没有一边就得到一种满足感，即使你还没有那么快的就达成你的目标，或没有那么快的成功 ，or ever, 或者你根本不会成功，那你还愿意去做吗？ The monk who asked me why I wanted to learn all of the scripture by heart.Didn't want me to be memorized by the superpowers of all monks, and to seek those powers out of vanity. Vanity 就是虚荣心。你是因为真的很喜欢这些经文，你才想要把他们背得很熟，还是只是因为你看到有个很厉害的人这么做了，然后你出自于想要跟他一样厉害的这种虚荣心，你才花时间去做的吗？ He wanted to know if I was interested in the work, in the life I would live, the person I would be, the meaning I would find in the process of learning the scriptures. 还是你真的希望活出这样子的人生，真正的成为这样子的人，然后在做这件事情的过程中找到意义。The focus is on the process, not the outcome. 所以重点是在过程。后面他说了一个 desert followers. The desert followers were the earliest Christian monks living in hermitage in the deserts of the Middle East. According to those monks, we do not make progress because we do not realize how much we can do. We lose interest in the work we have begun.And we want to be good without even trying. If you're in love with the day-to-day process, then you do it with depth, authenticity, and a desire to make an impact. And if you have a clear and confident sense of why you took each step, then you are more resilient. 当你知道你为什么要做每个步骤，在过程当中你很清楚你要怎么做，而且对于每一步你都相当有自信的话，你就会更 resilient， 你会更有韧性。Failure doesn't mean you're worthless. It means you must look for another route to achieving worthwhile goals. 失败呢，不代表你是没有价值的，或者是你付出的努力是没有价值的。它只表示你应该要再寻找另外一个路线，去达到真正 对你有价值的目标。 Satisfaction comes from believing in the value of what you do。 满足感、成就感是来自于呢，当你真正相信你所做的每一件事情都是有价值的。好，我要来用 intention 的最后一段来当作结尾。Living intentionally means stepping back from external goals。 好，怎么样叫做活出你的意图呢？就是你要先 step back， 先退后一下，稍离你外在的目标远一点，稍微退后，跟你跟这些外在的目标先保持一些距离。 Letting go of our definitions of successAnd looking within。 作者认为怎么样才叫活出你的意图呢？就是你要先退后，稍稍离开一下这些外在的目标，然后 let go。 有时候你要先放手，放开这些所谓外在定义的成功，然后向内看。那要怎么样达到这一个听起来很抽象的向内看呢？ Developing a meditation practice with breathwork is a natural way to support this intention。 所以这边他要带到下一章，他主要要讲的就是呼吸，怎么样好好的呼吸。 As you cleanse yourself of opinions and ideas that don't make sense with who you are and what you wantI recommend using breathwork as a reminder to live at your own pace, in your own time. Breathwork helps you understand that your way is unique and less as it should be. 好，那我们就期待下一次一起来读这一章吧。感谢你的收看，祝福大家有充实的新的一年。拜拜。